With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is slowly growing, the number of House Democrats urging President Biden to drop his bid for re-election. But in a two-page letter to lawmakers, the president reiterates he's not going anywhere. He says the party has one job, that is to defeat the presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump in November.
President Biden campaigned in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, trying to persuade voters and donors he can go another 4 years.
I'm glad to see you here today.
At a predominantly black church in Philadelphia, President Biden says he'll fight for every American.
There's more to do to deliver jobs and justice.
Later, meeting with union officials in Harrisburg.
Most pro-union president in American history.
But at least five Democratic lawmakers publicly called on him to abandon his re-election bid. And even more Democratic committee leaders privately urged he step aside. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hurricane Beryl slammed into the central Texas Gulf Coast this morning. The Cat 1 storm making landfall near Matagorda, about 80 miles southwest of Houston. Ahead of the storm's arrival, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo warned KTRK-TV of widespread disruptions.
A hurricane is coming our way, and with that come major threats and uncertainties, not just for Harris County, but for the entire region. We're talking about a hurricane over 200 miles across. The next 24 hours are going to be rough for Harris County.
Also at SRNnews.com, Ukrainian authorities say a large-scale Russian missile attack has killed at least 31 people, injured 154 across the country. One missile struck a major children's hospital in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 150 points. This is SRN News. Israel has no chief rabbi.
For the first time in about 100 years, the Jewish state is without an occupant of one of its most important offices. David Lau and Yitzhak Yosef, who are both serving jointly, have ended their 10-year terms, and there's no agreement on who is going to replace them. The office of chief rabbi has become a point of contention in Israel, and the 150-member council of rabbis and public officials that have to select a replacement just can't seem to agree on the next one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With the November elections looming, a pair of conservative Christian organizations joining forces to try to mobilize believers. The Family Policy Alliance Foundation and Christians Engaged are coming together in an effort to sign up 1 million Christians to engage in the elections at all levels. They will also encourage believers to be in prayer for the candidates and for the nation right up to Election Day. This is SRN News. Vice President Harris's husband has COVID.
Doug Emhoff has tested positive for the coronavirus. The office of Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff says he was experiencing mild symptoms and tested positive for COVID-19. That, as his wife, Vice President Kamala Harris, was addressing voters at the Essence Festival in New Orleans Saturday.
This is probably the most significant election of our lifetime.
Emhoff's office says he's staying away from others at home and working remotely. The vice president was tested this weekend as a precaution and was negative. She's expected to campaign Tuesday in Las Vegas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Boeing will pay another $243 million in fines if a judge approves a deal under which Boeing pleads guilty to a charge of criminal fraud. It stems from two deadly 737 MAX jetliner crashes. SRNnews.com.